My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 12th of July 2009 and the time is 10:20 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your date of birth and where you're from?
It's Ashley DeCosa. I'm 17, 29th of April. And I'm from Godston, sorry.
And have you travelled to London today, especially for this?
Yeah, pretty much. Got plans afterwards, but come up here this morning. Nice and early for it.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
I'm excited. Nervous. I just want to have fun up there. So, yeah, I don't think it'll just be off, really.
How did you hear about the project?
I think it was like in the London paper or something really random like that, and I just saw it floating around and thought, yeah, I'll do that.
And what is it that inspired you to actually go ahead and make the application?
Moment of madness, probably. And that's probably about it.
What is it about the project that appealed to you?
It's random and different. Something constructive to do, I guess. Yeah, I literally thought that's so random, it's going to work. I've got to apply for that.
And what happened when you heard that you had a place on the plinth?
It was really random. I was shocked. I was like, oh, okay. I never checked my emails. I didn't. It's like, oh, you've got a place. I was like, oh, my God. So I, like, spoke to a few people, and they're like, are you joking? You're actually going to go do that? I was like, yeah. So it was just fun, exciting. Proper joke.
How did you feel about it? Were you pleased with it?
Yeah, I was really happy actually. I just thought that's hilarious. Still a big joke.
What have you decided to do for the hour?
Dress up as a pineapple and dance and lose all self-respect and do star jumps and be a bit of an idiot for an hour.
And how have you decided to do that?
Literally, again, just random thoughts, like people throwing ideas at me and like, went to a fancy dress shop and said, you know, give me something really stupid and random, and they gave me a pineapple, so we're going with that.
What were some of the other ideas that you had?
I was going to go up as a big pizza with some bubbles and beach balls, but we didn't manage to get hold of that. Mr. Blobby was another idea, or a massive parrot. I thought parrot's boring, so back to a pineapple.
And what are you going to be dancing to? Are you taking some music up there with you?
I'll take my iPod up there, but I won't be like dancing to the music. It will literally be stupid, undignified, 70s stupid times.
And why did you choose to do that?
I think it's a bit of a reflection of my personality in a way. Like, I'm really out there and stupid and anything goes, so just gonna go with whatever happens, really.
Had you deliberately chosen to do something that reflects you as a person?
I don't think it was a consciously, oh, I'm going to go up there and do something that's reflecting me. I think everything that I do is normally a reflection of me, so it kind of works with each other in that respect.
Do you have any expectations about what it will be like being up there?
I don't know, I expect it to be quite funny, and like seeing everything from a different perspective, I guess it's going to be different. I think I might be a bit nervous, but I expect that it will just be pretty chilled and fun and not too serious.
Would you like people in the square to interact with you?
Yeah, definitely. I think if people are pointing and laughing at me, at least I know I'm brightening someone's day up, and rather than sat there in a boring way and like, oh, there's a person on a plinth, like, make people enjoy it as much as I am. So.
And would you like people to talk to you?
Yeah, I think that'd be quite good fun. Like, a way of meeting people, I guess. Yeah.
Have you got any hopes about what will happen?
Not really something I've massively thought on, but yeah, I don't know, not really. I hope it goes well and I don't fall off.
Do you have any fears about what it will be like?
No. My only fear is needing a toilet up there. and not being able to go.
What impact would you like to have by going up and doing what you're doing?
An individual impact, I guess. I want people to be like, okay, that was weird, but that kind of worked. I quite like people to remember it. So, yeah.
And for you personally, what do you hope to take away from the experience?
I don't know, it's a memory for me, and something I've done with my summer, it'll be, oh, that memory of summer 09. I'm hoping just like for people to be like, did you actually do that, and just to be able to chat about it and tell people about it, and then I hope to walk away with some self-respect, maybe not.
Could you tell me a little bit about what you're doing at the moment? Are you studying?
I'm in college at the minute, studying animal care because I want to go on to do veterinary, yeah, just in college for the next year.
What is it that you're studying? Are there a number of subjects?
Basically it's all based on animal management. So you have like practical work with the animals, and then you have your actual studying. But it's basically everything that you need to know about the animal industry rolled into a nice little package.
And what path do you have to follow to become to work in a veterinary clinic?
Basically I'm doing it a cheats way around, because I'm not clever enough, so I'm doing 2 years of animal care, and then I can apply for a gateway course at the Royal Veterinary College, and hopefully after that gateway it'll take me straight on to a 5-6 year course of vet med.
Is that something you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, I've been a horse rider since I was 2 years old, and I've always had horses, so literally I've always wanted to be a vet, and I don't know what else I'd really do with my life, so I've never been someone who's like, oh, I don't know what to do with my life. I've always been like, oh, that's the only thing I'll do with my life, so yeah.
What is it about it that appeals to you?
Different every day, you get to work with different people, different animals in different situations, like, I don't know, I quite like sciences as well, so it appeals to my interest, and I've always wanted to work with animals, but there's no money in animals really, so I thought I'd be a vet and get rich and be happy.
Is that what your ambition would be?
Yeah, be happy first, and then rich would be nice, so that would.
Yeah. What are some of the things that are important to you?
Obviously my friends and my family, good times. My interests, like my animals, I like fashion and travelling about. Just a fun time person, really.
Are you on a break from college at the moment?
Yep, summer holidays, 2009, having a laugh.
What have you planned, or what have you been doing?
Been doing a whole load of random things, just spending time with people, seeing different people, and getting off my face. Been to like all the gay prides. I've got Bestival coming up in September. I tried to make it a constructive summer, but it just fell to pieces and just ended up flitting about and taking each day as it comes, really.
Have you got a real interest in the arts world, or things, artistic, music, or anything like that?
I've always liked art, and I can draw and stuff. I can appreciate art more than I can do it. But I love being able to see into someone else's imagination and thinking, wow, where did that come from? What were they thinking? What inspiration for that? I like fashion and stuff. I'm into like loads of different types of music, so I think that's a different type of art, really, isn't it? So, yeah.
And had you heard of Anthony Gormley before this?
No, it's totally a new thing. So, yeah, I might look up more afterwards and have research on it, but it's the first time I've heard of it.
And what does it mean to you to be a part of the project and one of 2,400 people that get in? that are going up on the plinth.
Makes me feel special, and kind of it's a privilege in a way, because like so many people applied, and like it's like, wow, I actually got a place, and it's nice to be able to take part in someone else's vision, and not alter their vision, but be my own part of their vision, and to see whatever comes out when it's finished would be really nice as well.
Have you been watching the project online at all?
Haven't watched it online, but I've been in Trafalgar Square a lot, so I've seen a lot of the things that have gone on and joined in and had a laugh with what's already happened.
And do you remember in particular that stood out or anything that you might not have liked?
I liked the Time Warp, which was a charity one, and dancing around in the red t-shirts and having a laugh and people asking questions which I didn't know the answers to, and just dancing with them and having as good a time as they were. And there's a guy who's batting like little ping pong balls off with a golf club. That was quite funny, an individual. So those are two that probably stuck out for me so far.
Do you think it's a good way of seeing the people of Britain today?
Yeah, it is, because you see everyone from a different perspective while they're up there, and you see them, you think, what brung you to think about this, and like, where have you come from, why are you doing it? And I don't know, you kind of think, oh my god, half of Britain must be mad.
When you put your profile up on the website, you will have been asked to put three words about yourself. Do you remember what they were?
Oh my gosh, I can't actually. Crazy was probably in the, or mad or something along those lines, but can't remember what the actual three words I put were.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
Fun times, relaxed, loyal, not too serious, hardworking and determined, but can always wind down in a fun, sharing, happy way.
And do you enjoy your studying as much as you do doing things outside of it?
Yeah, 100% balanced, absolutely. You know, I work really hard and play harder and just, like, I throw everything into all my studying and then feel like I deserve to have fun rather than messing up my life by just having fun.
Have you got anyone here with you today?
I think my sister's trying to make her way down, and I've got two of my friends who are coming down. Most people wouldn't get out of bed early in the morning, even though it's not early. But they should come down and support me, or laugh at me. Either or, at least they'll be here.
And what have friends and family's reactions been to you getting the spot and doing what you're doing?
My family weren't too surprised. It's totally the kind of thing that I'd go out and do, and kind of accepted it. I'm like, all right, okay, that's random, we'll go with that. My friends were like, are you mad? Are you actually going to do it? Do you have any self-respect or dignity left? And I was like, no, I'm just going to go, have fun. And they're like, okay. They've been quite supportive though. And they're like, oh, that's really interesting, I'm glad you're doing it. They just think it's mad.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you heard that you had a place until this moment now? How has that been for you?
It's been good. I've been really looking forward to it, and everyone's been so helpful. It's been really informative, and the millions of phone calls and stuff to make sure everything's okay. So it's been kind of like one huge build up to that little hour moment. So it's been good so far.
And how does it feel now? You're less than half an hour away before going up. What's that feel like?
Scary, nervous. Yeah, it's a mix of nerves and this is going to be a laugh and looking forward to it. Didn't realise it was only half an hour away, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it actually.
Okay, great. And is there anything else you'd like to add or tell us that we might not have asked you?
Not that I can think of at the top of my head.
Okay, thank you.